Mesechtes Trumais, Perek Ches, Mishnah Ches. There's an obligation to guard Truma from becoming Tamei. The Pasuk says, Es Mishmeres Trumaisai. You have to guard, with Shimur, guarding the Truma from preventing it from becoming Tamei. The Mishnah over here in Mishnah Ches discusses Truma that's already a Safik, questionable, if it already became Tuma, does he still have to guard it to prevent it from definitely becoming Tamei? So the Mishnah brings three opinions. Chavis shal truma shenayla ba safik tuma. A barrel of truma that it now is nailed a safik, created a safik on it. It's uncertain if it became tummy already. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Em haisun menachas b'makam trufa." If it was currently placed in an unprotected place that it's accessible to become tummy. Yinichena b'makam mamutzna. You have to go and put it in a protected place. You still have to guard it. If the barrel was uncovered and it's easier for it to become tummy, it's accessible. Yichasenu, you have to cover it. So Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is that it still requires shimur, it still requires being guarded because of the potential that it's still tar. He has to make sure that it doesn't become tummy. Rabbi Yeshua says, Im haisa munachas b'makam mutzna. If it was in a protected place, yinichena b'makam trufa. He's allowed to place it in an unprotected place. Because it's already a suffix tummy and he doesn't have to guard it. Vim haisim achusa, if it was covered, yigalanu, he's allowed to uncover it. So Rabbi Yeshua holds the opposite of Rabbi Eliezer, and he holds you completely do not have to guard it at all, and you can even be a dime, put it in a place that will possibly lead to it becoming tummy. However, you're not allowed to go and directly make it tummy yourself. You can't go and actually to touch it to something that's tummy, but you can leave it out in the place that makes it more accessible to become tummy. Rabbi Gamliel, third opinion, says, Al yichadish badavar. You can't change it at all. If it's in a place that's protected, leave it there. If it's in a place that's unprotected, then you have to leave it there. And that's because Rabbi Gamliel holds, like Rabbi Yeshua, that you don't have to guard it. And if it's in a place that's unprotected, you can leave it there. You don't have to guard it. However, he's machmer, more machmer than Rabbi Yeshua. He holds that you're not allowed to cause it to become tummy. So if it is currently in a place that's protected, you can't go and move it to a place that's unprotected and cause for it to become tummy. That much you can't do. But to leave it in an unprotected place is not a problem. He does not hold that it needs to be guarded. He does not hold the Rabbi Eliezer that still requires it to be guarded. Mishnah Tess. The Mishnah over here discusses a case, and this theme is going to be discussed in the next three Mishnayos. A case where there's wine that's spilling from an upper wine press to a lower vat in the wine press, and the lower vat is currently filled with tamei wine, that's chulin. And there's wine being spilled from an upper vat, that's truma wine, that's tahar. And as soon as it flows down into the lower vat and touches the tamei chulin wine in the lower vat, then the truma wine is going to become tamei on contact with the tamei wine in the lower vat. And in order to stop the wine from flowing, he needs to use containers to scoop up the wine. He has immediately accessible tamei containers that by scooping up the wine, it's going to be metame the wine. And he also has tar containers that are some distance away that he's going to have to go get. But by the time he gets it, some of the contents of the truma wine will have already fallen into the lower vat, will make the wine tamei automatically. But not only that, it will also make the lower vat's chulin wine, which tamei chulin wine is drinkable. You can drink that. But once truma falls into it and becomes tamei, now that there's truma mixed in, it will no longer be drinkable. It'll have to be destroyed. So he wants to stop the wine, the truma wine, from reaching the vat, the lower vat, because he won't be able to drink the wine in the lower vat anymore. So what does he do? Chavis shenishbra begas al yayna. If you have a barrel of truma wine that broke in the upper part, in the upper vat of this wine press area, and the lower vat has tamei chulin wine. And now he has the truma wine flowing downwards into the lower vat. What should he do? Maida Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, which are going to differ in certain cases, but over here they both agree, If he's able by running to get tahar containers to scoop up the truma wine, he'll be able to get back on time to save a revius, a quarter of a lug of truma wine betahara that will remain tahar. Then yatzel, he must do so, even though the delaying of going to get tahar containers will cause that some of the truma wine will fall into the lower vat and will make now the wine become truma tame, and the entire lower vat will no longer be able to be drinking. He's going to have to do that, and he's going to have to incur this loss that he won't be able to drink the chulin wine in the lower vat in order to save one revius of the truma wine from becoming tame. Vimlav, but if he's not going to be able to save one revius, a quarter of a lug, so less than that's going to remain tahar, not even that much, then Rabbi Eliezer Aymer, Terid Vetitzma, Vetitame. Rabbi Eliezer says he should just stand by and allow the truma wine to flow into the vat, and he's not allowed to take tame vessels and containers and scoop up the truma wine, because that would be biyadayim, with his own two hands, making the wine tame, and that's not allowed. Terid Vetitame is going to have to allow the wine to flow down and make the lower vat tame truma mixed with the chulin and not allowed to be drink. Va'al yitamenu biyadav, but he's not allowed to be metame the truma wines with his own hands, and he's going to have to let it flow, and he's going to incur that loss. The Mishnah Yud and Yud Alf are going to continue speaking about this case.